My name is Al Morse, and today we're going to be studying from the Word of God. We're going to be dealing with a topic called the grace of God. The grace of God. And we would like for you to make sure you get your Bibles open. Get your Bibles open and get you some pieces of paper that you can write on. Because this is a Bible study, and we're going to be talking about the grace of God, and we're going to start in Romans. And I have a prayer for it today that I just want to say before we start. I just pray, Father, that you open the minds of everybody that hear these words, because these words are directly from your word. Open their minds that they can understand, Lord, to hear these words, that they can be a part of them, and they could use them in their walk on this earth. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to start in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 7. Romans chapter 1, verses 7. It says, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ." You see, Paul doesn't write to anybody that aren't believers. See, these churches have already been established, and he's writing to them. And they all are believers. He called them saints. And he said that the grace of God and peace of God is upon them. The grace of God. You see, the grace of God has to draw you to Jesus. He has to open up your mind so you can understand. If God doesn't draw you, you'll never understand the Word of God. You'll never have a thirst for God. He's the one that initiates it. That's why the grace of God is so important for us. The Father, God the Father, He's opened up our hearts so that we can hear the gospel preached to us. The grace of God. Look at the verse, Romans chapter 1:1. It says, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, and he separated unto what? The gospel of God." Paul had only one thing on in his mind when he walked on this earth, was to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. What's the gospel? That Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and he rose from the dead. That's the gospel. That's salvation for the church. You see, this is a whole new body of Christ that he's dealing with now. We're not Jews. This isn't Judaism. This is the new body of Christ that Jesus is the head of. And this body of Christ, their salvation is based on the gospel. Do you believe the gospel for your salvation? And the grace of God will guide you to that. And that's why we pray that he'll open up our minds. Let's look at verses 16. We're in Romans chapter 1. Look at verses 16. This Paul wrote this. He says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." To everyone that believeth. You see, the only way you're going to believe that is the grace of God is going to have to open up your mind so you can understand it. That's what I pray that he always will. He'll open your mind that you can understand it. He says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Isn't that what we're looking for? Salvation? And what do we got to do for it? To everyone that believeth. What it did not say was everyone that believeth and be baptized. It didn't say everyone that believeth and join a church, or everyone that believeth and tithes their money. It didn't say anything. It just said believeth. Believeth the gospel. You see, God deals with his people in two different ways. He deals with us in his grace, or he deals with us in his wrath. You see, when he deals with his grace, he points us to his son. The death of his son on the cross. He gave his only son to die, to pay for our sins. His only son he had. He gave him to die and pay the sin debt for you and me. And all he asks us to do is believe it. And the grace of God falls upon you. And if you don't do that, all you become enemies of God. And all you can look forward to is the wrath of God. That's all you can look forward to if you do not believe the gospel is the wrath of God, and he has right to. He did everything for everybody for salvation, and all he asks you to do is believe it. Believe the gospel. Believe that Jesus died for your sins and that he was buried and he rose from the dead. That's it. That's all he asks you to do. And you see, people say, well, I don't believe it. Well, you will believe it. You're going to believe it. But it'll be too late. Turn the next page over, Romans chapter 2, and look what it says. Verses 16. It says, in the day when God shall judge secrets of men by Jesus Christ, it's going to be according to what? Paul's gospel. The gospel. What is this time going to happen, the day when God shall judge the secrets of man? That's the great white throne judgment. That's when, at the end of the millennium, when every person that was born on this earth, from Adam all the way to the last person, who were unbelievers, who did not believe the gospel for their salvation, they're going to stand in judgment at the great white throne judgment, and they're all believers, and they're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. And they're going to be judged by what? Paul's gospel. Did they believe that Christ died for their sins and buried and he rose from the dead for their salvation? And see, you either believe it today or you're going to believe it then. But it's too late then, because the fact they'll open up the books and your name won't be there because you didn't believe the gospel. And you'll be cast into the lake of fire. That's scary, but it's true. That's scary, but it's true. Turn to Revelation chapter 20. Turn to the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 20. You've got to compare Scripture with Scripture. Revelation chapter 20. I was told that by an old man by the name of Les Feldick, comparing Scripture with Scripture. I love him. He saved my life. Eternal life, because he showed me the gospel. Verse 11, it says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which are written in these books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead that were in them, and they were all judged, every man according to their works. Did it say they judged them according to their sins? No. Jesus paid for their sins. Their sins were all paid for. All they had to do is believe the gospel. And if they would have believed the gospel, they had obeyed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, they wouldn't have been there. They wouldn't have been there. It says, and death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Are you a member of the book of life? You are if you believe the gospel. And that's all that Paul preached for salvation, was the gospel. Let's turn to Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. Go back to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And let's look at 6, and not starting with 6, verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, and in flaming fire take vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Those who knew not the gospel, They didn't believe in God, and they didn't obey the gospel. What do you mean by obey the gospel? Well, Jesus told us our salvation is based on believing the gospel. And when you don't believe it, you're not obeying Jesus. That's just the way it is. When you're told to do something and you don't do it, you're not obeying the person that told you to do it. And Jesus told us to obey the gospel. To obey Him. And in doing so, we're supposed to believe the gospel for our salvation. But we didn't do it. And look what happened to him. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of God the Lord and from His glorious power. That's how important the gospel is. And that's how important grace is. That the grace opens up our minds and our hearts. And the Lord opens us up so we can understand these things. And it's tremendously important. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. Back to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll start at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to start at 4. It says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God. You see, if the grace of God didn't come upon these believers and open up their minds to believe the gospel, it'd be to all no effect. And he said, I thank my God always on behalf of the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by Him, in all utterances and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of our Christ was confirmed in you. This is the gospel. The gospel was confirmed in you so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, they were waiting for the rapture to come. And it says, who shall also confirm you. What's confirm mean? Locked in. You're locked in. Confirm you. You, yourself, because you believe the gospel unto the end. Unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, if that isn't once saved, always saved, I don't know what is. When you believe the gospel, you are locked in until either the rapture or until God takes you home. It's just fantastic. And you think about it. These Corinthian people, they were all messed up. They had all mixed up. They've got all kinds of problems. But did those problems have anything to do with their salvation? No. They believed the gospel. And God is going to work those problems out in their life. He's got God, because they got God living in them. And they did. These people were locked in, confirmed, until the day of the redemption. So that's how important the gospel is. When you believe the gospel, you receive that Holy Spirit, and it works in you, and you are saved, until you're locked in until Jesus comes, one way or the other. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15. I can't ever teach unless I go to that chapter, to that verse. 1 Corinthians 15. He's talking to these Corinthians people. Verses 1. He says, I declare unto you the gospel. He's telling us what the gospel is. I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you also have received, and in which you stand. These two people already believe the gospel. He's writing this letter to them, see. They're already on, believe the gospel. By which also you are saved. If you want to be saved, this is salvation. This is salvation. This is the gospel. But it says, if you keep in memory of what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. This isn't something that's just a head knowledge, folks. This is a heart knowledge. You truly believe this. This is for your salvation. Here he goes. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received. You know he received this. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11, he said, I didn't receive it from man. I wasn't taught it by man, but I received it by the Lord Jesus Christ. He received it from Jesus. Here it is. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to Scriptures, and that He was buried, and He rose again on the third day according to Scriptures. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And then you've got to turn to Ephesians. 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 12. Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 12. That you should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth. What's the word of truth? The gospel. A gospel of what? The gospel of your salvation, in whom after you did what? You believed. It didn't say believe anything else. It said you that believe what? The gospel of your salvation. What happened? You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. No one has the Holy Spirit in their lives unless they believe the gospel. No one does. And the only way you get it is by believing the gospel. And Jesus is the one that gives it to you. The God gives it to you. The grace of God gives you this Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a third person of the Trinity. And actually it's all three of them. God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are in you because they're one. And you have God living in you. And that's what makes the difference. Because if you don't have God living in you, you're not saved. Let's look at Galatians. Galatians chapter 1. You go back to the left, to the Galatians. Galatians chapter 1. And let's look at verses 6. For I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him that called you into His grace of Christ. Into the grace of Christ. That's what we're talking about, grace today. Unto another gospel. Which is not another, but there are some that trouble you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. What was happening was these churches that were headed by Peter, James, and John, and the apostles, their people who believed that Christ was the Messiah, these were Jews, were going into the Gentile churches and telling them, well, we believe in Jesus, and you believe in Jesus, but you must be circumcised in order to be saved. You must keep the law in order to be saved. In other words, they were adding to the gospel, or they were perverting the gospel. But what did Paul say? Look at verse 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let them be accursed. What did they preach to them? How are you saved? You believe the gospel. It didn't say believe the gospel and be circumcised. It didn't say believe the gospel and keep the law. It was to just believe the gospel. And what do you say in 9? The same thing. As we say before, say so I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than which you have received, let him be accursed. I mean, do you know preachers that preach other than the gospel for salvation? They got a problem. They got a real problem. The book says they have a problem. I don't say they have a problem. The book says that they preach anything other than the gospel for your salvation, they're talking about, they're accursed. Accursed. It's just as plain as day. Look what Paul talks about and go to chapter 5. Chapter 5, verses 1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty which Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again to the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ profits you nothing. I say again, every man that is circumcised, he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. And whosoever you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. That's pretty tough letters, words, isn't it? But it's the truth. They were adding to the gospel. Are you saying now that people can lose your salvation if you do these things? No. If you do these things, you never believed the gospel in the first place. Think about it. If you truly believe the gospel, you were saved by believing the gospel, and the gospel that Christ died for your sins, He was buried and rose from the dead. And if you would add anything to that, you didn't believe that. You believed the gospel, but you think, well, maybe I got to do something else. Well, you didn't believe the gospel for your salvation. You added to it. You weren't saved in the first place. You weren't saved in the first place. You add anything to the gospel, you're lost. There's no doubt about that. Because you weren't saved in the first place, because you didn't believe the gospel. You didn't believe God. He told you your salvation is based on belief. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation for those that believe. Plus nothing. That's exactly what Paul was saying. Plus nothing. Turn to Ephesians. Go to Galatians. Just keep on going. Next chapter, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. No, excuse me. Chapter 2. And look at 8 and 9. It says here, for by grace, verse 8. Chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you are saved. What are we talking about today? Grace. The grace of God. Because if it wasn't for God opening up your mind, you could never believe the gospel. For by grace you are saved through faith. Faith in what? The gospel. The gospel. It's not faith in Jesus. It's faith in what He did, see? That He died for your sins, that He was buried, and He rose from the dead. Because that's salvation. That's where your faith is in your salvation. And, of course, it is Jesus, but that's, He points to the gospel, to the cross, for our salvation, through faith in the gospel. And that, not of yourself, had nothing to do with what you do. It is the gift of God. As soon as you believe the gospel, that's salvation, and that's a gift to God. All He asks you to do is believe it. You know, we know Christ died on a cross to pay for our sins, and we just got to believe it. We just have to believe it. It's a gift to God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Just fantastic. You see, there's no boasting about what you did to be saved. You didn't do anything to be saved. You just believed the gospel. You just believed the gospel. Turn to Colossians. Ephesians. Philippians. Colossians. And look what in chapter 1, verses 21. It says, and you were once alienated and enemies in your mind of wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. It says, in the body of His flesh, through His death on that cross, to present you what? To present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. But look at what 23 says. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, not moved away from the hope of what? The gospel. The gospel. You have to put your trust in the gospel for your salvation and never move away from it, which was heard, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature is under heaven, and which I, Paul, am made a minister. That's how important the gospel is. We're going to be holy, unreprovable, unblameable in God's sight because of the gospel, for what Jesus did for us. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. Turn back to 2 Corinthians. We've got to do it pretty fast. I'm running out of time, but these verses are fantastic. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and I want you to look on verse 5. I want you to do this. It says, examine yourself whether you are in the faith. Prove yourself. Know you not yourself how Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are discredited. What is he saying? Examine your faith. Do you have Jesus living in you now? Is the Holy Spirit in you? Is he working you every day? If he isn't in you, it says you're discredited. That's important, because that means that you truly haven't believed the gospel. You haven't told God, I believe the gospel, that Christ died for my sins and he was buried and rose from the dead. If you haven't done that, you don't have that Holy Spirit in you or Jesus living in you, and you're discredited. You're not a believer unless you are filled with the Spirit. Comparing Scripture to Scripture, we're going to last verse, turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I have to do that. Comparing Scripture to Scripture, verses 9. Verses 9, 8, 9, Romans 8, 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have that Holy Spirit of Jesus living in you, you're not his. You're not his. You need to believe the gospel. Truly believe it and tell God you do. And the second you do, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, I pray that every person here heard the words that were spoken today that came directly from your word, that they would truly believe the gospel and be filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.